Taunton's 107.8, Tone FM. As a regular listener to the show, you'll know at around this time we like to have a guest, and it could be a guest from any walk of life doing anything that wants to come in and talk about what they're doing. All right? Anything I say in a thespian kind of way, which is quite ironic, really. Did you see how I shoehorned that, Ben?
Yeah, brilliant.
Got in to see my next guest, who is called Ben Gray, who's here to talk about a production that he's in with the Bishop's Lydia Players. More about that in just a moment. Ben Gray, tell me who you are. Tell me a bit about yourself.
I'm obviously Ben Gray. I am a carpenter in life. Do a lot of work around the Taunton area.
That was a very dramatic phrase. I'm a carpenter in life.
Yeah.
I am an actor.
Yes. It's carpentry. It's just what you get your hands dirty, get stuck in.
Are you busy at the moment? Plenty of work on?
Yeah. So came back from traveling expecting not a lot. Now I'm deep in it, full work. Don't we have a lot of time to do a lot else, really?
Now, you came back from traveling. Was it last year?
Yeah, we got back early April last year after about 5 months away traveling.
And where'd you go?
We went Bali, Australia, Fiji, New Zealand, and Dubai.
And did you learn anything about yourself whilst you were away? All that time you were spending with your missus. So fair play to her for having to put up with you for that long.
Oh yeah, she definitely put up with a lot of me.
Yeah, yeah. Good work. So did you learn much about yourself while being away?
That's
a question I like to ask people when they sort of embark on a tour like that.
I think you realise how much probably you, the silly little things that you probably value too much, but actually really you realise that the most important things when you're away for that long really is your family and the core of people.
Yeah.
Where probably when you're at home, you try and maybe spread yourself out too far and you forget about the important things in life.
Easy to do, mate. So you are here to tell us about the performance of Sinbad the Sailor, which is being put on in Bishop's Lydiard by the Bishop's Lydiard Players. Now, how long have you been a player, in a manner of speaking? Let's just hope that Becky didn't come in halfway through that conversation.
I should probably be listening to this at some point. My first show with them was Robinson Crusoe, and that's probably, 5 years ago now?
How did you get into all that sort of stuff?
Well, I used to be part of St. John Ambulance, and a friend of mine in St. John Ambulance told me that she was a part of the Players. She said, do you want to come along one night? And I was like, yeah, okay. I didn't tell her that I'd done it years before in Thaloxton with my dad, because he was the one that got me into it initially. And then when we moved away from Thaloxton, typically it disbanded there anyway. So probably about 4 years later, I joined Bishop Lydiard, and I haven't left.
Great. Excellent. So do you play a main role? Do you have a bit part and sort of do a bit of behind the scenes and things like that? Or how is it for you?
Well, obviously the pantomime is called Sinbad the Sailor. And typically I'm Sinbad.
So it's a main role then, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that means you get to do a bit of everything. You get to be the good guy, the bad guy. You get to sing, I guess.
There's a few songs in there, but mainly the usual part, I seem to be typecast, to be honest. It's usually a silly, stupid idiot part,
really.
I was
really just about to say, typecasting will be right for you.
Straight acting, I probably wouldn't say is my strongest.
Do you know what, right? I need to ask you this. I was going to ask you this, because I do actually know Ben quite well. Being in the nature of the job that you're in, construction, builders, bit blokey, this, that and the other, did you ever, when you started doing the acting stuff, did you get any ribbing from your mates?
Oh, yeah, hell yeah, because we had a job in Yeovil Hospital once, and they told me off to go off and get some materials from the van. I came back, and all the guys I was working with sat inside the kitchen that we're working on, sat on chairs, and as soon as I came in the door, they started clapping me and told me to act. So yeah, I definitely got a ribbing.
Oh, brilliant!
But I always say it's fun to be a little bit mad.
Yeah, well, it's quirky, isn't it? And at the end of the day, just because you are a builder or a carpenter or a joiner, it doesn't mean that you're not going to have interests like this outside of your working life, is it?
No.
You don't always have to live, breathe, eat, sleep, work.
No, if you enjoy doing something, you should never let someone stop you doing it.
Now, are you one of these that remembers your lines very well, or do you forget them as you go along?
Depends on the part, really. Right. Sometimes there's certain parts that you absolutely fall in love with, and you just grasp it with it just so easily. Where you get certain parts, they don't feel as natural, and you just got to work harder at it. But usually, it's the game you play, really.
Do you or have you ever forgotten your lines in the middle of a performance?
Yes.
And what happens at that point? Do you ad lib or do you stand there blank and go, line?
Well, we got a lovely lady called Marion. She's our prompt. She's usually sat on the side of the stage, and I usually give her the glance every now and then. But to be honest, the last production we did, which was a, a skit we did, the second night I probably had half a dozen times I went wrong, and I tried to ad lib at one point, and then of course I threw my other cast members, and they were staring at me going, what?
That's the bit of panto that I love when that sort of thing happens. And it always happens at happens at any panto. I mean, I've seen pantos at the British at the Bristol Hippodrome before now. You know, main characters just forget their lines, but it adds to the performance, I think.
Yeah, I think when people usually come to see, for example, like our shows, we barely call ourselves amateur dramatics because we don't. It's not our living. We do it as a hobby to enjoy ourselves, and I think the audience members know that. So they actually almost expect us to go wrong. If we probably had an evening where every single thing went
right, it would be boring.
It would probably be boring.
Yeah, I get that. Okay, so Sinbad the Sailor by the Bishop's Lydia Players is on where, when, how much, and all the details, please.
So it's on at the Bishop's Lydia Village Hall. It's on from the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd of February. The evening shows are 7:30 p.m. and the morning matinee, or the afternoon, should I say, it's like 2 p.m. and they're £8 an adult ticket and £4 a child ticket.
Excellent. There you go. If you want more details and information, clearly you'll be on Facebook, got a website, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we've got the Lydiard Players Facebook page. We usually post up all the posters, shows coming up. And every now and then, as I'm one of the website sort of admin people, we'll usually stick up a little sneak peek of us rehearsing on stage.
Oh, brilliant. Excellent.
And there's usually me in costume earlier than everyone else, because it's the only way I can find myself getting into character.
Good work. Excellent. My guest today is Ben Gray. He's one of the Bishop's Lydia Players, and they're preparing for Sinbad the Sailor, which is in a couple of weeks' time. Ben, thanks for coming to see us.
Cheers, mate.